Delighted to say, joining me on the line is Martin Holmes, our regular Derry City soccer correspondent. Martin, there's only one place to begin. James McLean signing for Derry City yesterday. Last playing for a club between 2008 and 2011. 79 appearances for Derry between 08 and 11. What does this mean for soccer in the city of Derry?
Well, it puts a spotlight back on the Brandywell. Much bigger than it did with the other five players that they've signed. Something's been talked about for a while, and James is 36 now, but I mean, he looks in supreme fit condition. Not a drinker, not a smoker, looks after himself well, very dedicated to his profession. So he'll come with a high level of fitness and an awful lot to prove, because a lot of people will see this as he's gone back home to Ireland, they wind down, and that's the last thing will be on that young fellow's mind. He'll be wanting, and he's already talked, they won the league title. The chairman, unusual for Philip, has come out and said on more than one occasion, we want to win the league title. And I've been in the room when he told the manager, we need to win the league title this year. And the money that Derry have put into the game, under the club, and the signings that they've made, and the expectation is huge. I mean, it's hard to get a ticket for the Brandywell now on a Friday. And I haven't seen that for quite a few years. People outside trying to get tickets when there's no chance. And James McLean will add to that, because you know, it could be another 1,000 seats people would be looking to fill if they were available. But he's not coming just as a marquee, just as, oh, we've got McLean. He's coming to earn his place in the team and to hopefully get Derry over the line at the end of the season with a league title.
36 years of age, Martin. Clubs include Sunderland, Wigan, West Bromwich Albion, Stoke. We can't forget, 103 caps for the Republic of Ireland. Talk to me about that experience into a Derry side, League of Ireland. That's huge experience. And we did see Derry last year. The signings he made last year, Martin, a lot of the guys would have been over 28, 29, but a lot of young guys coming through this season, and it'd be a great help.
Well, the players he's brought on before, James McLean, Rob Slevin's 27, Darren Murphy's 28, Patrick McLean, 29, James Clark's 25, James Ola Inca is 25. They've all got League of Ireland experience, and Derry were missing that last year. They signed guys that were good players, but when you can bring a guy in who knows what Drogheda or Pats or Bowes are going to bring, or Shamrock Rovers or Limerick or whoever it is you're facing, versus a guy who's come from Scotland who can only rely on what other people are telling him, you can't really buy that. It's great to have that experience. So James McLean brings, you know, international experience with him. A good work rate, good ethos, very dedicated, as I say, to his profession. So Derry are very lucky to get him. Personally, I think their best signing is Michael Duffy, retaining Michael Duffy, because Michael Duffy carried Derry quite a few times last year. They were so reliant upon him in matches. He'd see more of the ball maybe than three or four of his teammates put together when the stats would be done. So keeping Michael is great. Him and McLean will be great together. Two very experienced players, but the mix of the players that Tiernan has signed, are fans are right to get excited, because as I say, all these guys are in their mid early 20s. 25, young Clark is the baby of the five that he signed, along with James Olienka. So as I say, they bring great League of Ireland experience with them, but they're very young players, and there's a potential here for a good 4, 5, 6 year project if Derry want to do it, if these guys come in and fit in and blend in well. So fans are right to be excited about it. There's a great season coming for them. Plus, the first four league games are at home. The first six games, five of them are at home. So, you know, that's a great advantage they have, where you can go on and hope they put a good pile of points on the board very, very early on.
James, not the only McLean signing for Derry this week. Patrick McLean signing from Sligo Rovers. What have you made of Patrick? You're no stranger to League of Ireland, Martin. What have you made of Patrick for Sligo last year, and what can he bring to the table for the Brandywell this season?
I think Patrick is coming back with a point to prove. You know, Patrick's been at this now for 10 years. He's only 29, but he's seen Waterford, Glentoran, Sligo. He's a very good experienced player. He's a strong, big guy. He talks throughout the game. He's not one of these guys that just leads by what he does. He's in your ear and he's telling you what he wants and what he needs. And, you know, any younger players that Tiernan throws on it during the year and they've got Patrick near him, they'll rely on a wealth of experience. Just like James, all right, James has gone to England and been with Wrexham and other clubs in England and he's won all those caps. But Patrick McLean knows the bread and butter of this league very well. And as I say, only at 29 years of age, I think he's a great signing. It's his third spell at the club. Stuart Gould had three spells. Paul Carlisle had three spells. But you know, big names in the past. A few other players have done it too. But for a club, they want you back three times. Obviously, says a lot about you. But I think, having watched them over the years, I think it's kind of unfinished business for him. I know they've used that slogan with James, because I'm coming back to finish in Ireland with Derry City. But I think Patrick will want to prove the fans and the himself and the Tiernan and the board and everybody else, I should be here and this is what I can offer you. So I think he's a great signing for Derry.
100%, Martin, 100%. The two McLean lads growing up in the Creggan area of Derry, local lads, this is also a positive step from the club and something for the fans to get excited about. Not just that these lads that James played in English Premier League, but they're local boys. They know what the club is about.
Well, I've been covering Derry City since 1981 for Highland, and what happens over the years is people think that you know more about the club than you would let on or than you say. They think you're somehow involved in the internal mechanism of it. And many times over the years, I've had people telling me, tell Felix this, tell Roy Coyle this, tell Tiernan Lynch this. And it's important that you listen to the fans, and they've wanted local players. And as I said earlier, they sign players from England and Scotland, and that works to a point. Locals come in and they have a hunger because it's their hometown club. Or if it's a young lad from Donegal, he's getting a chance to come and play for Derry. And that's a huge thing, a huge opportunity. And supporters want to see people that they can identify with, you know, the Michael Duffys and the James and the Patrick McLeans, that they can see them in the town, they can meet them in a shop, and there's no problem. And you see photographs online of these players around the town where they've stopped in a shop and they've got a photograph with a kid. And you know, the amount of kids I see now wearing Derry City shirts is the most I've ever seen in all the years that Derry have been in the league. So the local influence is huge, and I think the manager sees that now. And, you know, he'll dip in and out of the younger players coming through. Phillip's very big on the academy, because you can't spend your life just signing players. There's no point. There's no incentive for young lads locally if they're not going to get a chance with their hometown club. So, I mean, the young Barr, young lad, has been signed up as well. So hopefully he gets to play, because it's all right being signed, but you need to see the name on the team sheet, at least on the bench, where he can fight his way into the starting 11. So local is a very important thing for Derry. I think the fans just want to see more of it.
Another professional step in terms of the League of Ireland is teams going abroad for pre-season. Van Harps are heading over to England now for a number of days. Derry heading out to Spain. James McLean part of the panel, I would presume. And that's another positive step within the club.
Well, you do anything that's going to help. Derry have done that quite a few times over the years, going away for warm weather training to get them ready for the cold weather or the brandy well. But anything that gets the group together and gets them bonding. But you can bet your life that there'll be two sessions a day, and there'll be hard work, and it'll not be, you know, 4 or 5 days of a holiday. It'll be hard work to get ready, because the demand on the manager now from the board and from supporters is huge. If this was a rock band, this is now Tiernan Lynch's difficult second album after his great debut album last year, coming in from Irish League, finishing second. Probably in his quieter moments, he might look back and think what could have been, points that they threw away, games that they let go, that could have seen them nick a title. But, you know, that's all in the past. But it's a good ground and a good learning for him. So he'll be really, really switched on this year now to try and make something of it. Because Derry need to win a trophy this year, be it the cup or the league title. For the money that's been put in and for the support that they're getting, it's almost a norm now, Kieran, that Derry finish in Europe every year. They've had that for a few years now, bar one season. But they need to win a trophy, because you want to have medals as a player, and you want the club to be able to add a trophy to their history and their roster. So hopefully they can do that this year. But
massive expectation, a massive excitement around the town for Derry City fans this year, and the first game in February won't come quick enough for them.
Martin, in terms of the League of Ireland, just moving away from Derry City, in terms of the League of Ireland, so far, we know there's a number of weeks yet before the start of the season, what team has impressed you the most in terms of signings in the off-season?
Well, I'm looking at my own hometown team, because when the name started to come out, he's a League Ireland player, he's a League of Ireland player, I remember him, I saw him. So Derry, you know, apart from the marquee signing of James McLean, that's great. That gets the spotlight on the Brandywell. But these other players that Derry have signed, it's kind of that the penny has dropped with a club that we can bring in guys from clubs. And Tiernan will have had last year and seen players that he's had as opponents and realised he's useful, and has probably had people watching games for him. And when I talked to him at the end of the season about getting ready for this season, he said, we'd be doing that 6 months ago. He said, we'd be working way in advance for the following campaign, the identified targets. So I think the Derry signings are the best for me. I mean, our clubs will do all their business, but you're looking at the club you follow mostly, and the club that I would see when I'm covering games. But the players that Derry have signed, the age of them and the experience that they all bring, I think it's the best of a lot that I've seen.
Brilliant stuff, Martin. Martin, I was going to ask you for a prediction, but it's far, far too early, so I'm not going to ask you for a prediction in terms of league honours next season. But before I let you go, Martin, what I will ask you, as a young boy growing up listening to you in the radio, looking forward to another season, Martin, and you still get that buzz heading into the Brandywell on the Friday night to cover the matches?
The best part of the week is when the referee blows a whistle to start, when you know there's a match on, that 90-odd minutes that comes. It's great, and the work that has been done by the club and the council to get more seating in and upgrade the Brandywell, and now they're going to improve the pitch. It's a great night out, and as I said earlier, you look, you won't see it maybe as much as me, but the amount of kids I see in Derry wearing shirts, and not just children, guys in their teens and in their 20s wearing Derry City shirts and track tops and training shirts, the interest is huge, and as I say, trying to get a ticket, it can be very, very difficult for people. You'll see people online offering, I have a spare seat here, there, or whatever it is, and they're snapped up in minutes. But definitely, you always look forward to the live football. And I know a lot of people, friends of mine, that would support clubs across the water, but wouldn't go over to watch them. They want to come and watch Derry at the Brandywell, or some of my friends are Fun Herbs fans. They prefer local, so I think this is a massive season for Derry, the biggest they've had in an awful long time, because the investment has been huge. The signings that they've made have been potentially very, very, very good. So as I say, they've got the first four league games are at home, Kieran. They want to be coming out of that. Tiernan will want the 12 points, of course. But if they could come out of that way, 10 points, that would be a nice wee start to the league. It's a long season, the October time, but expectation is huge. I think the excitement's even higher.